It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt.
Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
All systems go. It's the Aristocrats. AristocratsRadio.com. It's the website, CWRadio.com. Derek, there's Matt.
You know, I think I know.
My turn.
I think I know what killed the warrior.
What?
Wait, my ass?
I think Papa Shango's voodoo curse finally got to him.
Papa Shango. 20 years later.
I ripped one in the mic and no one even heard it.
I heard it, Dawson. That's your intro right there. You did it. And Steve.
Hey.
I don't know if you heard it.
Nice. Hey, clicking. I got a question.
Yeah.
You guys still farters?
No, but I have a bunch of other nasty habits.
Like what?
Jerking it off into rubber gloves and wearing them.
I got this really fun thing I do.
But tell me,
You want to try it with me?
Tell me.
Just do this. Just do it. You got to do it real hard, though, like a horse.
You know I can't do that.
Why can't you do it?
Clean
just do
up
it.
The keyboard now.
I did it, good. Yeah. All right.
Dick.
I'll give you that.
I'm a dick.
Dioc.
I like your reverse beer you got there.
Good shit.
Can you imagine? You're going to do that by accident.
Yeah, definitely.
You're going to feel like a douche.
Like I haven't. Hey, look how long my hair's gone.
It is. It's getting there. You almost tie it back.
I'll never cut it.
It was hanging down your face before, and you kind of looked a little psychotic.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything.
No, I didn't say that, too. It was funny looking.
Because I know you get, like, real uptight about that shit.
Uptight about what? Nothing.
About your hair. And so you're like, I'm losing my hair. Meanwhile, most of your friends are bolder than you.
That is kind of true.
Well.
But, no, I actually turned the buzzer on to get the back of my neck a little bit, and my wife thought I was shaving my head, and she almost started crying. She said,
did you slap her in the face?
With your penis?
Yeah.
And say, I'll give you something to cry about, bitch.
Calm.
I have a feeling this is going to be a really good show.
It is.
It's already off to a better start than before. Mm-hmm. The whole fucking first
Did I interrupt something? I'm sorry.
All the fucking Monday show was pure wrestling.
It really was.
It's fun.
Which is gay.
Well, that's all right. It was like the largest death in wrestling.
Since Savage,
but you know what? It didn't get the publicity that Savage got.
What?
This got more publicity.
No, because he was on TV hours prior.
Yeah, exactly. He became significant again, but I don't know if you remember. Savage, pretty impactful.
Pretty impactful, but I think you could argue whose character was bigger.
I don't know.
I think Savage was way bigger.
I think so, too, but I think you could get a good argument going.
I think he could, but I don't know. I don't know who.
They both had a lot of, like.
Maybe Willie Lubitz would argue that.
Like, Savage never beat Hogan.
I just like to pick on fucking Willie Lubitz because I had a fucking cassette tape.
I don't know
about WCW.
I had a cassette tape of Warriors music.
You did.
And Willie Lubitz borrowed it.
I had a cassette tape of Beverly Hills Cop.
In fucking 1989 or 1990, and I never saw it again.
Did you know that?
And that was back when, like, it's not like, you know, you gave people a copy or something. That was my tape.
That was it.
I had a stereo that you can press play and record at the same time, and I recorded Beverly Hills Cop onto cassette tape, and I would listen to it at night.
I did that for Beetlejuice.
Beverly Hills Cop 2, to be exact.
Any reason? You just like the audio?
I was obsessed with the movie.
So you played the video in your head?
I would lay in bed at night. Like, I'd go to bed at like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and I would press play on my little Walkman, and I'd listen to Beverly Hills Cop 2 when I went to bed.
I have VHS tapes of Howard Stern shows.
Yeah.
I would program the VCR connected to the stereo to start recording audio only.
That's probably more insane because Howard Stern sucks.
Robin, we went big nose.
What would you rather listen to going to bed, Derek? Would you rather listen to Beverly Hills Cop 2 or to Howard Stern?
What year Howard Stern?
Any.
I'd rather listen to this on loop.
For 24 hours.
Yeah, put your fucking headphones on.
Tell me this right now. This is an example, pure example, of 80s and early 90s movies being better than today. The soundtracks were better.
Everything was better.
Like, this made the movie better because the music was like, into this.
Hi, my name is Serge.
Yes! How stoked were you when you seen Serge and you knew he was from fucking Different Strokes?
Yeah. No, Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers.
That's what I meant.
I'm just drunk. In the first one, Perfect Strangers wasn't even around yet.
This wasn't,
Serge
wasn't in the first
one. Bronson Pinchot, that was like his breakout role.
Oh, really?
As that character, I think.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but Steve didn't see it until after Perfect Strangers.
That's probably what happened.
Really?
I don't know. I'm going to let
that happen. I saw it in movies.
I saw Serge before I saw Beverly Hills Cop 2.
I'm thinking Perfect Strangers started in like 88, 86.
Hang on a second. I gotta regroup my brain right here.
Yeah, that was, you messed up.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop was,
I'd seen 1984. Serge before I seen.
Yeah, so it did. I was right.
No, I've seen Perfect Strangers before.
But I'm saying Steve didn't see Beverly Hills Cop in 1984.
Okay. I saw Beverly Hills Cop.
Nobody
in
saw Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Did you?
What?
You were three years old?
I saw Beverly Hills Cop at the Hazlitt Drive-In.
He was 3 years.
Hang on a second. I'm still
I saw E.T. I saw E.T. Like, it came out like a year after I was born.
He was three.
Time out.
3 years old.
What, you remember it?
Time out.
No, I don't remember E.T. No. But time I do out. Remember watching Beverly
Extra
Hills Cop.
Extra testicle.
I seen Perfect Strangers before I seen Serge.
Okay, that's great. But bottom line is,
when I saw Serge, I said, that's a motherfucker from fucking
that's
Perfect
Balki Strangers. Bar Tukumas.
That's Balki Bar Tukumas.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
But Beverly Hills Cop came out in 84, and Perfect Strangers started in 86.
Well, Beverly Hills Cop 2 is better than Beverly Hills Cop 1.
Beverly Hills Cop 2 was 87.
And it's better than Beverly Hills Cop 1.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I haven't seen any of those movies.
You were missing out.
They're
you are missing
really
out.
Good.
Beverly Hills Cop is what made me want to become a cop.
And thank God you followed through on that
dream. Beverly Hills.
I have something.
You were an animal. You were an animal cop briefly.
Wow.
Yes.
See, out of some, I've watched a lot of movies.
My claim to fame is real quick. My claim to fame is I caught a wolf, and I caught a fucking falcon.
I caught a wolf. That. He says.
I did. A falcon.
How'd you grab his legs? Get in, you motherfucker.
Nah, he fucked. Wait. He was pretty fucked. He's pretty easy to catch. But I caught a falcon and I caught a wolf. None of you guys can say that.
A wolf.
Yeah, I haven't even 98% hybrid wolf.
Those are fucking domesticated animals.
I haven't even seen a falcon.
Newborn. He caught
it. I know the whole story.
I'm going to tell you exactly what
I know the whole story. A guy from Homedale.
Falling out of a vagina.
A guy from Homedale purchased a 98% hybrid wolf and couldn't afford to feed him anymore, so let him loose. I made to catch him.
Figuring he was 98% hybrid, so...
Yeah, so he would just... Wow. Squirrels and shit. And that's not what happened. We caught him, and then the SPCA resold him, like adopted him.
Yeah,
as
people
fucking,
have wolf dogs as pets, so you're...
They adopted him as a fucking German Shepherd.
Yes, yeah, they call them, quote, German Shepherds,
yeah,
but they're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, he was a wolf.
I caught a wolf, too, as it was
I also
the vagina
actually,
being born.
Actually, this is a true story. Like when we were trying to catch him, I blew the fucking side view mirror off the van with the snap noose trying to catch him. We were driving alongside him, and I was like, I got him, and I blew the fucking side mirror off the van.
Did it look like that, the blue eyes?
No, he wasn't that scary.
Yeah.
A little less hair.
But this is a wolf hybrid and similar, I guess, to what Stevie had.
Yes, bush less hair. And then they
that one that one's probably fucking, that's probably
they adopted
50-50.
Him as a fucking shepherd.
Can you get a Down syndrome pet?
Down syndrome.
I don't know.
In general rules,
that would be great. Like
Derek used to.
How would you know?
Relentlessly fuck with a Down syndrome patient. I fucking
pizza. Call him a patient. Like patient. I was like going to like a home and like
under the care.
He worked with us.
He was under the care of a home. Down syndrome kid, and I just fuck with him.
He lived in a group home. He wasn't.
Yeah,
like,
so he was under the care of somebody.
Was his favorite patient. Band Syndrome of a Down?
He was under the care of a fucking group.
Actually,
home.
His favorite band was the Rocky soundtrack.
Wow.
Because that's what he listened to every day.
No, no. What he listened to every day was
no Adrian!
Porn lines that
sounds
you called
like
porn.
He did masturbate in the bathroom every day.
And he eventually got fired for it.
Is that what he got fired
for? Yeah.
He got fired for firing.
Because of his
off.
Girlfriend, Janice, who
his
lived
girlfriend.
In the toilet.
Girlfriend!
Mary! Let me see your puppies.
Let me see your puppies.
She liked it when I shoot it down the toilet.
You literally do that.
Yo, Derek, this guy right here in front of us is the most liberal dude I've ever met in my life.
What?
Fucking full-on 90-mile-per-hour pitched a fucking raw pizza dough ball at its face.
Or a Down syndrome kid's face?
Yeah. Former aristocrat Eric basically threw a piece of wood at his head.
He had cutting boards in his
yes,
hands, and he went
several.
To like fake him, like kind of like scare
yeah,
him.
But
with
they
him,
were wet.
And one slipped out of the middle and clobbered
so
him.
So he like went like
they were
this.
Heavy.
Yeah, he went like this, and one slipped out and just hit Matt right between
went,
the eyes.
Ooh.
I never knew that story.
Ooh. No, he started shaking.
Ooh.
He was holding his head, and he was like shaking.
Go down, Eric!
And I was back there. I saw it happen.
Is there any way to find out if the guy's alive still? Matthew?
You know, I don't think they live that long.
What, Down syndrome kids?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like 30-something, I think.
I mean,
well,
he was 30-something.
No, 40s.
Oh, man.
He was like late 30s when we worked with him.
Yeah. He's going to outlive a wrestler. He's going to have a competition.
Wow.
The ultimate Down syndrome.
Outlive a wrestler.
Derek, outlive you.
Cut out Derek. Wow. Derek was legit scared for his life, though, afterwards. You don't remember doing that?
I remember doing it.
You whipped it at him.
Well, I whipped it and he turned around.
And you aren't good on accuracy.
He is really good at getting in the way of things. Between
no, he
the
didn't
cutting
move.
Board.
He didn't know it was coming. Yeah. He was just cleaning dishes.
That's what she said.
I just like went around the corner and threw something and he just like turned
no,
around
no,
and it just wailed him
no.
in the face.
False story. You legitimately tried to hit him.
I
and
did
you
not.
Did.
No, I did hit him, but
and
I didn't try
directly
to.
In the face and temple area.
Yes.
Temple.
It was a sick smack
temple.
Thud.
In the orbital bone.
I can still hear the smack of the dough on his
yes.
face.
And you only picked on him because he was helpless.
I can still hear it.
But you didn't realize he can crush your spine.
I knew he could. That's why I ran away after I hit him with the
yeah,
dough ball.
You were legit scared. And I was
yeah,
just like,
Mongoloid
oh, my God,
strength.
Like
yes.
a
oh, yeah, the retard strength's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
They could flip cars
to,
like.
Oh, yeah. And then to deter him back. From the fucking anger, he was like, oh, wait, there's a phone call for you. It's a fucking 900 number.
Yeah, we used to call 800 numbers.
900 numbers.
Well, they were 800 numbers because 900 numbers cost money.
976.
Yeah, it was like the pre-number. Like, ooh, you want to hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah,
it
was like, oh, call us at 900.
Call
like
me
that.
And you can hear me come.
Only $5.95 a minute.
And he would just rub his dick on the fucking
phone. Additional minute.
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
Please.
Actually,
there was a certain man who had him go out in the middle of a fucking thunder and lightning storm. With metal pizza pans over his head.
Golf
yeah.
club, like,
yes.
Dude, Dawson, you would have loved it. He would run around outside in a thunderstorm with pots and pans on his head.
Well, he did it once. Don't act like he did it all the time.
It was a lot.
It was like the guy from The Great Outdoors. He got struck in the head.
Yeah.
66 times in the head.
Like, there was cracks of thunder and lightning that you would, like, hide under a desk. And he was outside like...
We don't get those storms anymore. Come to think of it, what do we have? Like one in the last 2 years that was nasty thunder and lightning?
We
don't get
it's
any
been,
good ones
it's
anymore.
Been pretty, it's been pretty light the last couple of years.
Yeah. What the fuck, yo?
We get him a lot, and Derek forced him outside.
I wasn't even working there at
who
the time.
Who did that? Who put him outside?
Why'd they do that?
JC.
Jesus Christ did it?
Did he really?
Motherfucker. Yeah.
That's why I love...
I think JC was having sex with him.
Maybe JC was Janice. Maybe he was trying to say JC. It's a Janice.
Yeah, Janice.
What are you getting some news here?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Matt.
Cox.
What do you got?
There was a shooting at a Jewish community center?
Oh, yes, nice. Apparently somebody was targeting people in Jewish garbs. You got more info on that, Matt?
I mean, this is in Kansas.
What are Jewish,
Jewish
people doing in Kansas?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Trying to raise more media. Yeah, wow. Some shit like a...
Raise what?
Media. They run you have more media channels.
NBC. Oh, media. I thought media. You said meteor.
No,
I thought
media.
You said that too.
Sorry. Media.
Yes, media.
Meteor.
Meteor channels.
Media.
Yeah,
they're digging for Earl.
Three people were killed Sunday afternoon at two different Jewish community facilities in the Kansas City area suburb. I guess just, I mean, I don't know, these things just happened there.
Wow, that would have been breaking news on Sunday.
Yeah. Oy vey.
Oh, wait.
And, yeah, and a man was in custody as authorities investigated whether or not the shootings were anti-Semitic.
Do you think?
If he targeted one type of kind of people.
All right, they're investigating whether it was anti-Semitic, okay? Mm-hmm. Here's the first line of the news article I have. Mm-hmm. A man yelled, "Heil Hitler," after he was taken into custody in connection with a Passover Eve fatal shooting.
We don't know if that's
of
true.
Of three at two Jewish-related sites in Kansas City.
There's no proof.
Two males were killed outside the Jewish Community Center of Greater Kansas City. They were apparently inside a car. A female was killed a few minutes later.
Maybe there was
in the parking lot.
Maybe there was hail that looked like Hitler, and he said, "Hail Hitler!" Like he was trying to warn him. It's possible.
That was a stretch.
I know, but you never know.
See the Groucho Marx. Everything else is picture. Believable. It's the silhouette of just the Hitler hairstyle with the mustache, and it says "Millions crying," and then they put a hat on it, and it says "Millions smiling." It's just a hat. It's a quote from him.
6 million.
Charlie
smiling.
Chaplin.
So Charlie Chaplin. Yeah. You said Groucho Marx.
I said Groucho Marx.
You did. I'm like really confused.
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin. I think they were the same person. They were only born like 4 days apart.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think that after the war, Hitler just took on more of the persona of Charlie Chaplin.
He just moved to Hollywood?
Yeah. I think so.
So he'd ball up like Krusty Bones and kick him over his shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Groucho Marx.
Well, he was good. He's funny.
Charlie Chaplin ruled.
You know who I really like is his granddaughter.
Yes.
Yeah. Una, right?
Yes. Yeah, we looked her up
before. She's really hot.
Picks.
Picks or it didn't happen.
I've never seen her. So
you have. I think I've shown her.
Yeah, we talked about her. Yeah.
Hey, you want to check out that spider Hindu people?
Oh, God, yes.
I think you should check out something on YouTube there, Derek.
She looks like a certain somebody's sister that we know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Doesn't she look like...
She got small titties.
They would look very nice, actually.
Titties.
I think she does get naked in, what's it called?
All right, Derek's going to pick the worst possible.
I don't know. That was pretty good.
She kind of looks like Penelope Cruz.
Nope.
Yeah, a little bit.
Got a little bit going on there. A little.
I'm pretty sure she does get naked on
that's
the TV.
That's what she looks like
on,
now?
So let's find those.
How old is she?
20s.
20s? And she's a chaplain?
She's like the great-great-granddaughter of that old Jewy guy.
Oh, look at her booty there in that picture, man, Derek.
There you go. There we go.
What would you do if turds flew out of her ass and then she just kicked him into your face?
Turds flew out of her ass.
Like a reverse volcano?
Yeah.
What is she on? Game of Thrones?
Yes.
You know what I like
really?
Doing? I like licking butt.
I believe there's full on nudity with her.
I don't think I've got up to her yet.
Oh boy.
I started watching.
But you see that? Wait. Scroll up there. That's what I think she looks like now.
What?
This?
That old woman.
This?
What are you talking about?
Yes, that's her.
That's her grandmother.
This is like a year ago.
Yeah, that was just filmed.
Oh. She's not terrible.
She's what?
She's fairly gorgeous.
She's actually extremely attractive, yeah.
Finger in the butt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She's like a Jewish Haley Duff.
Do you think her fucking puss pubes looks like Chaplin's mouth?
Well, that is her puss pubes. You saw that hair? That's not called.
Yeah, this is just her laying down on a hardwood floor.
Oh, no.
It's exactly.
There's not enough wax you can heat up for that.
You need to heat up.
All right. So, yes. Una. O-O-N-A.
She's not terrible. She got a little hard nip going in that.
I don't know why you keep saying she's not terrible, because she's not amazing.
He's thinking about becoming a Nazi.
The only guys that would touch her are homeless.
He doesn't
gay
wanna,
guys would plow.
Well, I don't know how you could not see that she's amazing.
Nazi. Is that like the German version of Yahtzee?
You know what it is? It's like I laid down next to someone that is amazing. Oh. Night, and,
she might turn Richard Simmons straight.
Let's not go crazy. Sidewalk sign promoting a Chinatown sports bar has stirred up controversy. The message
rice patty contest
was posted Sunday afternoon outside Bar Lai at 11th and Appletree Street in Chinatown, in Philadelphia. The A-frame sign is marked with a logo for Heineken beer, which is considered an import beer. What do you guys think this sign said? Just to give you a chance to think.
Some dumb fuck?
NBC 10 contacted Barlai to ask about the sign. A man who refused to give his name said the person who had written the message had taken it down a few hours after it being posted. The man at the bar received complaints about the sign, and the guy who wrote it was apparently fired. This is like the old Eat at Joe's chalk sign.
Yeah,
you see outside of a bar, you put on the sidewalk. So, you know,
just a big sign that just said Hall of Hoax.
Hall of Hoax.
You guys read my diary?
Oh, yes. Hall of Hoax. Yeah. Oh. Steve, what do you think the sign said? Written in chalk. Not that that has anything to do with it.
Wait, Kevin or Brian?
Wait, will you ask the question?
What do you think the sign
Dustin,
said?
Dustin, what do you think the sign
this
said?
This is Chinatown, correct?
It has nothing to do with that, but yeah.
Okay, the sign said...
That's not a clue to what it said.
Whitey dumb fuck?
See, like I said, the fact that it's in Chinatown has nothing to do with what the sign
eat
said.
At
oh.
See that?
Eat at LXR's.
Eat at Mao Zedong's.
Steve, did you want to try, or are you just going to...
I lost.
Okay. The sign said...
Just re-explain it to him one more time.
I'm not going to do it. No. It said, I like my beer like I like my violence.
Yeah.
Domestic.
Okay. That's good.
It's clever.
Like black on black crime?
Nope.
Yellow on yellow crime.
I think that's clever.
It is clever.
I'd go with that. Yeah. That's harmless.
But apparently people were offended by this.
Why? Can I get into a legit story about foreign and domestic? It just happened today?
Go ahead.
What are you talking
about? Well, I was at Fridays today during happy hour.
You can't go to Fridays on Sunday.
No, I went to Fridays on Sunday.
It's Friday every day.
With Steve number two and my family.
Here, every day is Friday.
And it said, you know the fucking big beers, 20 ounces?
Yeah.
$3, happy hour.
Okay.
Domestic beers.
Yeah.
So I ordered a Blue Moon. Correct?
It's not domestic.
It is domestic.
It is, but it's not.
No, it is domestic.
Do they consider it domestic?
They didn't, but we had to show them proof that it was domestic.
It is domestic, but it's considered
it's domestic.
Like...
It's created in Colorado.
Looking it up.
Look it up all you want.
Well, yeah, because Coors or Miller bought it. Coors?
All right,
I don't care
Moon,
who bought it.
Domestic or import, the
so
most
they didn't
controversial
give me the price.
Beer
they didn't
in
give
America.
Me a $3 happy hour price of Blue Moon.
Here's the thing. It's considered a premium beer.
Guess what? I'm gonna read it right now.
There's foreign and domestic. That's it.
No.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna read it right now. Ready? Since its introduction in 1995, Blue Moon Belgian White has steadily grown
in
popularity.
It's Belgian White, but it's not brewed in Belgium.
Hold on. I got my money back.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
You argued to the point? Are you going to go back there as often as you can and argue the point?
I said to the manager, I said, listen, all it says is $3 domestic drafts, 20 ounce, happy hour. And I said, Blue Moon is domestic beer. Colorado, it is originated from.
Okay.
And they gave me the money back. Because it's not specified. It doesn't say it only has to be Coors or Bud.
Yeah.
Which is what they're leaning towards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt,
basically, the piss beer is what they want you to drink.
Yes.
They want you to drink
so
cheap shit.
Despite its popularity, the beer has also has many detractors. Okay, so many don't realize that although it says Blue Moon Brewing Company on the label, Blue Moon is actually made by Molson Coors.
Coors.
So, one of the biggest beer companies in the world because there are many craft beer community. Blah, blah. Let's see. Molson Coors might even when they be able to drive this motor. Nothing there. You know what? Really doesn't get too much into this.
Basically, it's a domestic beer.
Yeah.
And I knew that years ago.
It may not have been at first, but when Coors bought it, it became domestic. So they do make it here in the States.
Yes. So they gave him money back. But
they
want you to drink the piss beers.
Yeah.
But when
I've been in bars.
I actually asked for a manager. I said, look, this is domestic beer. I want my money back. And they gave him my money back.
What'd you get? $2?
Nine? $9.
So what, you asked for everything back?
I just said, hey, look, this is a domestic beer. I don't know why you guys are... I said, if it's specified...
You didn't ask for the difference? You wanted all your money back?
No. I said, look. No, the difference.
The difference was $9?
Yeah, I only had three.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Here's a good answer. Blue Moon actually isn't an import from Belgium. It's brewed behind the scenes by Molson Coors in an unabashed attempt to cash in on an emerging market.
Yes. It's not a foreign beer.
Mm-hmm. This would explain why it tastes like cat pee.
And, no,
compared to other premium beers, even though Coors and Molson Canadian are two of my favorite macros.
The manager gave him a mic back.
Yeah.
Good.
But the point, I'm not the type of person to do that. I just wanted to make a point. I was like, look, it doesn't specify.
They should know that.
They should, but.
No, they do know that.
I have been to places.
They do know that. They just want you to be the dumbass that just pays for the
listen
money.
To this, please. Everybody shut up and listen.
La, 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 la.
I was at a bar, and I wish I can remember where it was, but I can't right now.
Probably right back.
No, it was somewhere where they had a dollar domestic Dublin. Draft. Dublin doesn't have dollar anything.
No.
They have dollar get out of
they
here.
They have extra dollars.
You got to pay a dollar
Sprite.
To leave.
Yes, exactly.
The Sprite even tastes like dog shit.
Yeah. Excuse me, you had the best Sprite
you
of your
won.
Life.
That's right.
The best Sprite
okay?
of your life.
So shut the fuck up.
Wait, you don't drink at all.
Because I got that for you.
Yes, Derek got me a quality Sprite from
yes.
you. Very limited.
Quality.
It was beautiful.
Because yes. I'm a perfect. VIP.
This is a very
so they
penis.
See me asking for a Sprite, they give you the good stuff.
Good. You're going to get me Sprite
with the extra
one.
Spirit.
Actually, they only syrup. Give you the only Sprite.
When yeah. Ken gets a Sprite from me, it tastes like bottom of the barrel panta piss.
Yeah. So anyway, I was at this bar, Dollar Domestic Drafts. They did not consider Yuengling a domestic beer.
Even though Yuengling is an Irish beer.
Yuengling.
Yuengling is not an Irish beer.
Like a Chinese
Yuengling
girl's
is
name.
America's oldest brewery.
So
oldest,
I understand.
Oldest brewery.
Yuengling is
it's the oldest.
It's a Chinese girl's name.
The first beer of America.
No, I understand that. Bars don't.
Yuengling. Come here, Yuengling.
Because it's like a specialty beer. Because
it's
brewed,
a premium.
Yeah, it's brewed in Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And like that's it.
I actually was,
like there's
I
not
was actually personal friends with the person that banged the fucking CEO's
yeah.
fucking daughter. But go ahead.
Anyway, it's not like, you know, Bud and Molson and all them where they're yeah. all over the place. Because it's
Molson's
such a,
Canadian.
Yeah, but they're all over the place.
Go ahead. Some,
forget it. Anyway, so this place did not consider Yuengling to be a domestic
Ding.
Beer. Because it was a premium
Ding
beer.
Dong.
That's why I said
but
yes.
it is a domestic beer.
It is, absolutely. It's we can drive to the brewery right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's how domestic it is. I, but they didn't consider
leave,
it domestic.
We can leave our mics on and drive there and back before the show ends.
No, we can't. But
it's Pottstown.
Pottstown or Pottstown?
Pottstown.
Yeah, it's
Pottstown.
From Pennsylvania.
I have a friend who lives right there. I'll go visit.
Yeah. I was actually at
King
the brewery.
Of, King of Prussia.
Yes. Mm. Well, no, that's nowhere near that. That's,
no?
That's very far away from there.
How far?
King of Prussia is by Philadelphia.
Maybe I'm thinking. Oh, no, I'm thinking of
Big Macs.
No.
You're thinking of the Prince of Persia.
No, it begins with a G. It's a different one.
Germany.
I'll think of it. I'll
Prince
think
of Germany?
Anyway.
Gay fucker.
I gotta look at a map.
Anyhow. So, yeah, there are some people that are weird about that.
Wow. I did go to an arcade in Pottstown once.
Ooh.
Was everybody high?
No.
Get it?
Were the pans there?
Yes.
Okay. People cooking.
Or just pots.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. No.
So, all right, let's fucking do this.
What is it?
Conjoined twins refuse
oh,
to
no.
be separated.
Oh, no.
I hate these stories.
Are
I hate
not,
seeing
are they
well, this
hot
is something
people.
I
no.
stole
are
across.
They hot?
Are no, they hot? They're little boys.
It depends. If you're Michael Jackson, they're very hot. I found this story the other
I don't
day.
Even, I'm looking at them. I don't even understand them.
Wait until yeah. you see this video. I played it for Matt.
How they're like connected?
This is beautiful. This is amazing.
You ready?
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going
to...
Why wouldn't
over?
You want to get away
Dude,
from
Vince has got to
They
book
suffer
these
from
guys.
One of the world's
no!
rarest medical conditions.
They don't have a penis.
What? Yeah, no, they do. The guy that's sitting up right now?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But incredibly, 12-year-old conjoined twins, Shivanath and Shivram Sahu, have learned to coexist
Sahu?
In almost perfect harmony.
Shitram.
Why isn't he washing his balls?
Quote from
well,
right
yeah.
face.
Oh, shit. No.
The twins who share two legs and four arms were born in an impoverished village near Raipur in central
Kill
India.
Kill them both!
Over the years, Shivanath and Shivram have learnt to work together to get through everyday tasks.
Shitram and Shitrod.
Dude, they need a fucking dentist.
They're able to wash, dress,
first
they need a little more than that, Derek.
Why you comb my hair? You need a dentist.
Look at those teeth.
This is like
they're actually
like
nice looking boys, but you know, they're just made
tricycle.
Look at this. I said that Leonardo da Vinci couldn't even come up with a contraption such as this. What are they riding in? What is that thing?
He's not without hardships.
It's like a half bicycle, half wheelchair with a rotating crank. It needs a propeller on the top. That's the only thing it needed.
Right from this.
Where's the dick?
Where's the dick?
Photographs of the twins have been shown to leading pediatrician Dr. Christian Chung, who says it might be possible to separate the twins, but with drastic consequences.
How can he have tea while talking about this?
More dependent of the two.
I do. What is with the coughing?
I know. He's coughing.
I know.
His face, filthy little bastard.
Someone, the one's got a severe lung infection. Yeah.
And no yellow teeth.
There are questions whether we should, what will we gain, and what will we lose?
They're going to be good cell phone salesmen when they grow up.
How will the society take it?
Like Osama bin Laden.
Look at this!
Oh my God, they're arm wrestling.
So
the one controls both legs.
They could afford it.
Look at the dad, he's just like, oh my God.
The other one literally is just a fucking symbiote.
Oh my God, it's so creepy.
You want to know why, you want know why alone, he don't want to?
I can see where they get their teeth from. Go ahead.
Technically, he's only taking care of one
kid. And even have children.
They have two different minds.
Yeah, but then one gets the dick and the other one gets nothing.
Physical living is concerned.
Oh my God, it looks so painful.
How's this?
But they just smile.
No, seriously, though, one gets the legs and the other doesn't.
Where's the spine, though? How's it?
Their spines are like all twisted and shit.
I want to see skeletons.
I can't imagine them living that long.
What if one dies? He's got to drag the corpse around for the rest of his life. Yeah. They're like an Indian Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah. See, now, the at least with the girls, the Hensel things.
Hensel things.
They walk upright at least, but
yeah, they just have like two heads, right?
Yeah, yep. But yet they
one
are
body.
But they are completely split down the middle.
Yeah,
they're like a zipper basically.
They're a giant splitter.
You pull the zipper like up, and they become like
these kids are gonna be great in horror movies.
Yeah, these kids, like the zipper's like halfway down, so there's two torsos.
Yeah,
they're pretty much like a T.
Yes.
So the picture we saw of them standing upright,
it's like a Y.
They're actually like forcing themselves up.
More like the letter Y.
Yeah, it's a Y.
Well, or Y.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say they're like a letter T.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Their bodies, because you can see them facing each other.
Imagine if you were like doing like side stretches. Like we really
when they sleep, they're the letter T.
Yes.
When they lay down.
But one of them is literally just a torso. That's it, from the waist up. The other
I don't know.
One,
they look pretty even.
No. Really one of them controls
both legs. One of them is
the legs
and dick and balls.
Yeah, one of them has everything. Like, you could cut them, you could separate them and make one full
one's
child
gonna
and
walk,
one half child.
And the other one's going to dunk.
Yeah. One's going to walk and one's going to walk.
Did they mention the one controls both legs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was too busy, like, amazingly laughing at it.
So the other one can crank the dude off, but he can't feel it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
I'm just saying. Sharing right.
Well, when they stand up, they're so freakish.
No, their fingers are whether they stand up or not. Just lying there.
Yeah, they didn't have to stand up to be freaking.
No, but like, no, they're like menacing when they stand up.
Menacing.
If I was the one that was just a torso, I'd wake up one morning and be like, yo, your balls stink. Fucking soak them.
Could you imagine? They're only like 8 years old, maybe?
Yeah, the only thing's freakier than that thing crawling up to you is it standing up.
Yes, that
you're like,
thing.
Whoa!
No, but just imagine
you
like
a horror movie.
Yeah, just imagine like if they make it to like 20 years old, they're full grown men.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's gonna be like, rough. Yo, I want to go for a jog.
My
and
dick,
be like,
bitch.
Oh,
I can see the two girls getting along together just fine for the rest of their lives, but these two.
Yeah, who has feelings?
One day, one's gonna be like, "Yo, I got news for you, buddy.
I'm in the Taliban, so I don't know what you're doing."
I got feeling in my dick. You ain't got no dick. You got nothing. You get to watch me enjoy this shit.
Yeah. Holy shit. Why do you have the warrior up?
It's just a background picture.
Hmm. Well, thing I was going to mention earlier when you were talking about Beverly Hills Cop, I had to go back to that for a second while it was still fresh in my head. I think it was in part two. Might have been the best like opening scenes ever of the truck destroying everything.
driving through the neighborhood, crashing through all
the
cars.
That was one.
That was one?
That was one.
That was like the best shit ever.
He's like, no, man, I'm from Buffalo.
That the whole opening, like, 4 or 5 minutes of that movie was amazing. Arrow on ass, yep. Destroying every fucking car in the neighborhood. It was incredible.
That was insane.
No CGI. Now it's all CGI, and now that they spend more money on visual graphics than if they just really destroy the cars.
Yeah.
Just had to get that off my chest.
You're right. 100%.
Let's see what else is going on here.
There's something else we're going to talk about too, and I completely forgot.
Well, there's a restaurant that is cashing in on prom.
Oh, I remember.
Prom.
Prom.
Yes, prom.
Prom.
There's a restaurant that is selling corsages. Not just any corsage, though. Very special corsage for $20 that you can give to your loved one. What do you think is on this corsage?
It's a lie. Nobody corsage. Has a loved one.
Two guys 69.
If you're lucky.
I'm going to go with dried up sperm.
It just looks like an M.C. Escher like drawing on the corsage, like the way it's the way that like the flower
can
design
I,
is.
Can I give a serious guess?
Yeah, sure, go
ahead. Marijuana.
Marijuana, that doesn't
marijuana
make sense.
Marijuana flowers.
Yeah.
Leaves.
No.
What?
No.
All right, well, I'm just guessing. All right.
I'm thinking vagina-shaped with a Hitler stash.
So like Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter.
What are you guessing, Derek?
I'm going to guess KFC has a chicken corsage.
Oh.
For $20. 100 are available.
Is this in, like, black districts?
Yeah, where is this corsage
black district?
I mean...
apparently there's
don't go there. That's a black district.
There's a commercial.
With a fag with a pink tie.
And these are available. There's 100 of them available.
That tie is not pink. It's champagne.
It's salmon.
That is... No, it's not even salmon.
It's queerish.
I have seen this.
You have?
But I didn't pay attention.
Here comes the lovely... Yes. Prom date. She gives him his corsage. I always say corsage.
It's croissant.
Croissant.
She looks like a young Julia Sweeney.
Mixed with Zooey Deschanel.
Okay.
And he has a corsage with
a vibrator.
A vibrator.
With a couple of drumsticks.
It's original recipe.
Original recipe, like original chicken recipe. Leg.
This is so offensive.
I know you like original recipes, and
would KFC have gone down to shitter if it was a black chick?
Oh, that's how I know it's fake. White people don't eat a KFC.
I do.
Fake.
Dad's like,
dad,
yeah.
Dad's like, it's pretty cool.
He's like, ah, fucking smells good.
He's wearing a pink tie, honey. Just take the fucking chicken leg.
Smells wonderful.
Lion whore.
This is really disturbing.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
I like the music.
Yeah.
It's like Godfather music.
Yeah. Apparently they're the only two at prom.
Yeah.
It was a 10-minute long commercial? Jesus Christ.
It's a nice fucking pockmark she's got there. He said original. That is definitely extra crispy.
Yeah, it is.
Look at that thing.
God,
yeah. Starving for some KFC.
Yeah, God. I want chicken, though.
No.
Man.
Wow.
I could really go for some KFC.
I can't remember the last time I actually had that.
What, KFC?
Yeah, it might have been about 13 years ago. 12 years ago. I'm not even lying. Okay.
I haven't had
you've
the
been
grilled.
Working with Matt?
Yeah.
There's not a KFC within 100 miles of
100 miles.
I would like to see the legitimate distance. I'm going to look it up right now. Hey, Mom, maybe you can bring up that Arnold thing. It's kind of like over now, the contest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Arnold tank crush.
Nah. I ran over.
I'll crush it in my tank.
The $1 million baby. Because it made me cry at the end. Ha! I don't cry.
Will it crush?
Yeah.
All right, so what's the story behind this, Matt?
He ran some kind of contest to raise money for after-school activities, and I guess he's done a few different things. It's called, what is it, Omaze?
Yes.
Omaze.com.
The contest is over now. Yes.
Yeah, but he did this thing where he was in a gym wearing a wig and a mustache and just helping people out and just seeing if people could figure out if it was him or not. But he didn't disguise his voice or anything. He's like you're sweating. He's like, can I help you? And he's like toweling off the guy, and the guy's like completely blown away. It's Arnold. But this was another thing in the series of advertisements for this Omaze.com. So come to LA and cost things in my tank. It's incredible.
Yeah, so...
Hi, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
After fucking hard work,
laboring and slaving away, I finally have achieved my lifelong dream. And it is not to do Terminator or to do Conan the Barbarian or anything like that. No, not at all. But to finally possess my own fucking tank.
Look at this. Great.
Look at this.
This guy's all, I always liked him.
Did you ever feel like this? And you actually wanted to feel like this? Then come to LA and crush things in my tank. Let's crush a taxi cab. Let's crush a piano. Here's a weight bench with 501 pounds. I'm gonna crush my own record.
I'm gonna crush my own record.
I'm 66 years old and I saved every one of my birthday cakes. Why? Because I wanted to crush them.
501 pounds.
It's a fun thing to step on, right?
1 pound.
Now think about stepping on it with a tank. I'm going to crush a copy of Million Dollar Baby because it makes me cry. I don't cry.
Chuck Norris.
No, you didn't just pass out. I'm inviting you personally to Los Angeles to crush things in my tank with
just
me.
Just crushing the most random objects.
Go on omaze.com/Arnold. Just go and pump up that button. Boom.
A giant Easter egg.
The after school all stars. So what are you waiting for?
Tank.
Come to Los Angeles. Let's go around and crush things with that tank.
A couch.
It's like a whole house in a toy tank. The fucking bubble wrap is classic.
Yeah.
That must
have been
so loud.
Let's crush a Microsoft Zoom. I don't even know what it is.
Incredible.
Oh, Arnold.
I would have loved to have joined that competition if I knew about it.
The results are in. The nearest KFC to where we work is 8.5 miles away.
That is not very far away.
No, for Derek, it is.
It's 100 miles.
For me, yeah.
The next nearest one looks about 14 miles. Yeah, 14.5 miles. So, yeah. So.
I didn't get the memo about the shirt, guys.
Yeah. Shit. Or the Fury. Speaking of Rather Fury, Jeff Cannonball texted me today.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How's he doing?
He's doing good. He got booked on a major, major show.
Really? What one?
Aristocrats.
Hey, you know what? It's a wrestling show. It's for wrestling. It's not really a wrestling show, but it's a wrestling part. It's the biggest show that you could think of that Cannonball would be psyched for. You go ahead. It is nothing like you would think.
Vegan
think
Mania 7?
Think outside the box, Matt. Once a year.
Zombie movie.
Major huge. Major huge. Big names are on it. Come on.
Would I know this?
Yeah. Well, when I say it, you'll be fucking shit in your brick.
WrestleMania.
No, come on. Cannonball's not booked on WrestleMania.
Once a year. Big thing. Outside the box.
Think outside the box.
So has to do it. Doesn't necessarily have to do with wrestling.
Think. I'll give you one key
word.
What
is he doing?
I'll give you one key word as a clue.
What?
Wicked.
Oh,
get
no.
Out of here.
Oh, no.
Get out of here.
Stop it.
What? Gathering of the Juggalos?
Yes. You got it there.
Please.
Yeah, you texted me before.
I think Matt got it too at the exact same time.
He's booked on Gathering of the Juggalos.
Really?
So gay.
Huge.
Is he going?
Yeah, he's stoked. He said he's scared and stoked at the same time.
He should be frightened as shit.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome, though.
Wow. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, I know he likes those exotic women, but he's got to stay away from Tila Tequila.
Yeah.
Because
and Whippets.
She gets shit thrown at her.
Wicked Whippets.
Apparently there's a lot of big names show up at that.
Yeah.
I mean, they had Terry Funk there. They had
Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we can name any others.
Oh.
I think Piper showed up once.
Really?
I think so.
Don't blow no more smoke in my face.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, brother.
Yes.
Is that it?
So Kathleen Sebelius stepped down.
Who?
She was basically the mother of Obamacare's rollout.
Oh.
She resigned.
I tell you, I'm so happy with Obamacare.
Yeah? How you doing with that?
Well, luckily, I don't have to use it because I have a job.
Luckily.
But I'm so happy that people less fortunate than myself can get affordable health care. And it's so easy to sign up. I don't see what the big deal is.
It's real easy.
I signed up just for shits and giggles, just to see, and it was literally minutes.
Did no problems.
No problem whatsoever.
Smooth sailing.
Literally minutes.
So you went in and it was like, do you already have health coverage? And you clicked yes, and it was like, thank you for re-registration.
Well, I wasn't going to lie.
Yeah. Oh.
Obamacock.
Yeah, the numbers are starting to come in, and I think that's the reason why she has resigned. They're trying to make it look like she's resigning, like going out on top. It's like the big victory.
You also have to remember that a lot of middle America and a lot of right-leaning people are making it look like Obamacare is a lot worse than it is.
What are you talking about?
Because there are people that are like, never mind, go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Come on, Matt. It's not all... Go ahead.
What the fuck are you talking about? What world are you living in? I don't live in middle America here.
No, I'm just saying.
And I know plenty of people who are not happy.
No, a lot of people aren't happy.
Anyway, the point I'm getting to is
their biggest gripe is how it was rolled out and the access to it and stuff like that. And it's not as bad as they're making it out to be.
Do you know what the goal of Obamacare was?
No, I don't care.
Okay, well, the goal of Obamacare is to cover the 30 million people in this country who do not have health insurance. Okay?
Like somebody I know.
Do you know how many of those 30 million people have paid for an actual Obamacare enrollment? How many of those 30 million?
1%.
Well, a little more than 1%, but we're 2%. Not that far off. A million people. A million people. So that's, you know, that's not exactly a lot. And the remaining 6 and change million that they're claiming are people who lost their insurance because of Obamacare. So, yes, those people already had insurance, and they are responsible enough to say, well, guess what? I still need insurance. So they got forced onto the exchange to get health care. So, really, we're only seeing a million people sign up out of the 30 million that they claim. Well, probably by 2016. We'll see what happens by then. The numbers are not looking good, though.
How did we even start talking about this?
I said that Kathleen Sebelius stepped down. It's fucking news. Like, you don't pay attention to this shit.
Your fucking mic doesn't work, so we're even.
Hashtag
but you don't
XLR.
Pay attention to stuff. People talk about this kind of thing.
You're the first person that I've
You don't even know who she is.
No.
And you're telling me that people in middle America are making Obamacare look bad. You don't even know who Kathleen Sebelius is.
No, no idea.
So you are what we call low information.
Yeah.
So
I would go as far as to say no information.
Yeah. No information, even better.
Yes.
So anyway, no, the whole point
Full disclosure, I just said that to piss you off because you guys paint me as a lefty. So I tried to get some friction going, and you called me out on it. So.
You're a huge lefty, regardless. See?
I tried to play the part, and you guys called me out, and so there you go.
You're so lefty, actually. I've seen a little third world country kid in your bathroom.
That was Matt's shit.
Wow.
There's more meat on my shit.
Is that what's trying to hold my dick before?
Yes.
Matt's shit looked like that big fat Mexican kid that's always showing up
Diabito.
On the TV shows.
Diabito.
Hola, I had bad vision to LASIK.
Yeah, and they're already trying to replace her with someone else.
Someone that'll keep their fucking mouth shut.
I don't think so, because this woman's a pretty big mouth.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I seen this report. It was a news article I was reading. Yeah. And it said
Obama was black.
The government created all these signs. It said warning, martial law in effect, and just dispersed them all.
Oh, there's like somebody found trucks with like hundreds of thousands of martial law signs in them.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing.
They said that the top two reasons are that Obama's going to proclaim lifetime power.
Lifetime Tower. Like Lifetime, the TV network.
Is that like an in-app that purchase?
Basically, he's going to be in charge until he's dead.
It's an in-app purchase. He bought the Lifetime subscription.
Well, and there was another reason that was less significant. So I forgot it.
I got to tell you, this. I don't know if you've heard about the
I'm
going to
guarantee
ranch.
You that that didn't happen.
What's that?
I don't even know.
That the signs were found.
No, they
or weren't. If they were found, that they weren't made by the government and being hidden somewhere.
I mean, they were in government vehicles, and they were found.
Yeah.
So, God. It's pictures.
So what?
Derek?
Derek doesn't believe in visual evidence.
Derek? No.
Derek can Photoshop that.
Anybody can Photoshop anything.
How about the signs I saw?
It used to be believe nothing you hear and only half of what you see. But now, you pretty much
believe
nothing
you
see. No, you can't.
The shit that I saw outside Wawa, President Hitler, Dirty Dick
right,
Cheney.
Right at Wawa,
I love it how like we have video of like a plane going through a building, and Matt's like, "No, it didn't happen."
No.
And then in the same breath, he'll be like,
you know
"There's
what?
A picture of a sign in a green vehicle."
But
obviously, Obama did it.
It didn't happen. There was no towers.
Come on, Steve, back me on that.
There was no
That's
towers.
Funny.
Thank you.
No towers.
Suspending
theory.
Your disbelief.
Let's be
for a
funny.
Second. It is like it is conceivable to determine just by the picture itself of whether
mind.
Or not something yeah. is or isn't photoshopped or you know some cosmetically altered in some way, like when you actually watch the videos of the planes getting evaporated.
I don't
want to
get into
building,
this, by the way.
No, I'm just saying like,
we've already dedicated almost three shows,
but
to
when
this.
You see the planes melting into the building and your brain says to you that's impossible, and then you see somebody actually holding a physical sign that just says martial
yes,
law.
This sign existed,
yeah,
but nobody knows
and
where
stacks of more of them.
Yeah, but that could be from anywhere.
What do you mean from anywhere?
Let me see the fucking picture of this sign. Can you send me a picture of the sign?
I'll find one.
Martial law signs. Come on.
Hey, does that mean I gotta work nights?
Maybe. What I did want to get into.
Thousands of martial law spotted by.
That's right there. The warning, martial law now in effect. That's
no,
the sign.
I don't think
that's the sign.
Look at here. First link I get.
Oh,
Snopes.com.
The lefty.
Which I trust with my life, by the way. And just a big old false. So this is done for me.
Good old Snopes.
I didn't even see a picture of the.
Immediately.
I love how Snopes is lefty because of this.
They are.
All right.
They're not?
Yes, they are.
No.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Wow. Clearly, you've never like read anything on Snopes before.
Nothing political.
It's nothing political?
Nah, it's usually.
What do you look up?
Usually like Amber Alerts and stuff.
What?
Like I'll see like Amber Alert on Facebook, and I'll look it up on Snopes and see if it's
true. They immediately have the information.
Oh yeah, well because usually if you see an Amber Alert,
yeah,
on
it's
Facebook,
already gone through Snopes.
Oh, it's like 10 years old.
Oh,
and it just keeps getting recirculated.
Now, what I wanted to get into was the Bundy Ranch. Have you heard anything about it?
Bundy or yeah. Bunny?
Bundy.
Al Bundy.
As
Ranch.
In, as in the serial
touchdowns?
Killer?
No. As in this long-standing feud between this ranch owner who owns, like, I don't know, land the half the size of Delaware.
Since the 1800s, I think.
His family, I think, the 19th century. His family has owned this ranch, so he's trying to claim easement on it. He had something like 1,000 cattle free-range grazing on this ranch.
Are you talking about the cowboys that rallied around him?
Yeah, and so the feds like came in armed, ready to basically seize his land, and I don't know, hundreds of other people came in and were like, no, fuck you, and they all came in armed. Apparently some word got leaked that, okay, this is the reasoning that the government gave that they wanted to seize the land is because that the cattle were endangering this some land tortoise that is naturally indigenous to this area, and guess what, Harry Reid really wants the land because he has some contract with China to build a solar farm on it. So once that information got leaked, the feds were like, oh, you know, we're just gonna step out of this, we're just gonna, you know, you guys can hang on to this land, and we'll get back to you. So it's kind of fishy. But there's another couple in, I don't know if it's Colorado. It's definitely some snowy area, but they're surrounded by like 2 million acres of woods.
We should post a job application for the aristocrats because Matt's going to disappear.
I know.
Wow.
I think we're all going to disappear. I don't think you're going to. I've been like
production.
I've been searching on some on sites other than Snopes, just trying to find a picture of these signs, and I found nothing.
Really?
I find nothing. Yeah, you're off again.
I'm back, Mike.
Like I see like things that people made saying warning, martial law now in effect. I see big pictures that say breaking news, thousands of signs.
Definitely not this orange sign. Like there's an actual picture of
Yeah.
This is the government.
They're trying to get me out.
Instead of looking up conspiracies, why don't you head down to Musician's Friend or somewhere and get a fucking XLR that works. Musician's Friend. I know, that's a website. I fucked up. Sam Ash.
Sam's Ash.
Fuck it, go to Best Buy. They haven't been Best Buy.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
I can't find any pictures.
I don't know.
Of this.
I'm gonna have to hunt it. It's been buried by the
by the lefty Jew media. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, when you dig that up, you let me know, and you show me
like
that
right when it
line.
Came out.
Yeah, I believe you that it came out and that people said it, but I don't believe
not
that
just,
it's
not
real.
Just like people said it, like literally, like holy shit, like look at all these fucking signs.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's real, Matt.
What don't you think is real though?
Because people make shit all the fucking time.
No, I'm not talking about just like a story. I'm talking about actual physical evidence.
People make pictures and put them on the internet. Nobody puts pictures on the internet.
See, you have to,
and
you
lies?
Have to see it in context.
Why would anyone do that?
You
yes,
have
in context,
to see it in
people
context.
Are doing everything they possibly can to get Obama out of office. Fine. Don't care.
Obama's
not getting political.
Doing everything he possibly can
exactly.
to get Obama out of office.
People are putting, I mean, they're photoshopping pictures of him with, you know, smoking pot and doing all this stuff, and everything has been debunked.
Everything.
It's all,
everything has been debunked.
All shit like that, yes, has been debunked. Because it's all garbage. And they don't just do it politically. They do it with the fucking celebrities and shit, too. Every day, there's more crap on the net that's just completely fake or stuff taken out of proportion and just blown up for no reason. I guarantee you, and we'll never have the actual answer, but I guarantee you these signs are complete bullshit.
Derek is sleeping.
I'm sleeping?
Yeah.
On?
He's just sleeping.
What does that even mean?
I don't get that. I'm almost sleeping.
He won't wake up.
Oh, wake up, Derek.
Wake up, sheeple.
Sheeple.
I'm not even taking a stance in this. I'm just
you
saying.
You just did take a stance.
No, absolutely not. I'm not taking a stance. I'm saying that is probably fake.
I don't know. I gotta find the original.
Exactly. You can't
in Matt's
even find
defense,
it.
That is a stance. But I mean, I'm just saying.
No, it's not. If it came from the left, it would have been bullshit too. Tons of shit comes from the left because they're more computer savvy.
Computer savvy.
Yes, they are.
So you're saying the right's more old fashioned.
The left.
At least the left has fucking better Photoshop skills.
The right's more about foxing people.
About what?
What?
Huh?
Foxing?
Foxing?
Foxing. I'll fox him.
Foxing?
Yeah, fox. Fox.
Foxing.
Fox.
I'm completely lost now.
You never saw Men in Tights? Robin Hood, Men in Tights?
Yeah, I did, but I don't...
I'll fox him.
I don't remember that.
Fagula?
He's just saying the right's nothing compared to the left. Fagula? Computer and savvy.
Oh.
We're
no.
straight. Just marry.
No, yeah.
I guess.
What do you think, Dawson?
I think this is
do you think that the government just had signs saying that this martial law laying around
so
and people found them and took pictures of them?
I don't know anything about this.
I don't either. This is the first I'm hearing about it.
Yeah.
I'm just guaranteeing you that it's fake.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this right
now. So you're going to say it's fake?
I don't know.
Sounds pretty fake, right?
And this is a pretty old story. This is like
so being
this
in
is
your
almost
position,
like 2 years old now.
So being I've in your never, position of never hearing it and then hearing that. You're just going to say the bullshit? It's scary that you don't know, isn't it?
It is because I hate to say fake and you don't know because the media will never show things that
are real.
Are real. They don't want you to see certain things. They don't want to advertise it because they're afraid the people will wake up and see the truth. They want to broadcast what the...
The truth is out there.
What the White House wants everybody to see.
Conspiracies.
X-Files.
The ultimate warrior.
He's not dead. We just wanted to shut his mouth up.
That was the second ultimate warrior.
He's the ultimate soul.
By the way, what did Jesse Ventura think about the ultimate warrior?
I know.
I don't know if he said anything yet.
I think he called in. He's right here. Go ahead. You're live, Jesse Ventura. Go ahead.
I think Matt should do it.
Oh, shit.
Because Matt does the current Jesse Ventura.
Okay, Jesse Ventura. What do you think of the Warriors then?
Only if I have a microphone here.
You got it. Go for it.
What do you think of this XLR? I think there's a government conspiracy. We're getting some kind of technical difficulties.
There's something a couple... I don't know how long ago it was. But it was on Facebook. I want to say it was on Facebook. Somebody that imitates the Jesse Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
And
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was fucking hilarious. There's, I don't even know what they're
saying. Great.
It was just fucking funny.
Somebody who imitates Jesse Ventura?
Yeah, it was something about the fucking satellites. He's like, your satellites block that.
What?
I don't know. Just fucking find it.
Steve needs to go home and go to bed.
Yes.
I think we all need to go to bed.
I'm going to go home and eat some puss.
Yeah.
I have to pee.
I got to open up Photoshop and start making some signs.
I got to pee.
Derek made those signs that you see. He's working for the left wing media. I'm going to start calling him fucking DMBC.
DMNBC.
Yes.
I got to pee.
I'm going to call you Fox Steve 5.
Hey, he foxes you.
Hey. Remember that movie?
I can't wait to listen to Monday Show when I farted.
We didn't really hear it.
I can't wait to not listen to either of these shows because they both kind of suck.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.